Foreign national accused of murdering 19 senior citizens to face death penalty. By John Binder on August 3, 2019. Texas prosecutors will seek the death penalty against an accused serial killer who has been charged with murdering 12 senior citizens and accused of murdering 7 others. This week, the Dallas Morning News revealed that Dallas, Texas prosecutors in the case against 46-year-old Billy Kemmermere, a foreign national from Kenya, will seek the death penalty after charges that he murdered 12 elderly women between 2016 and 2018. In Texas, the death penalty is only sought in cases where prosecutors believe the suspect committed particularly atrocious crimes against victims. The death penalty means Kemmermere, if convicted, would receive either a life sentence without parole or be put to death. Last month, a separate lawsuit named another 7 senior citizens, 6 women and 1 man, who were allegedly murdered by Kemmermere, bringing his alleged murder victim count to 19 so far. Kemmermere was originally charged with the murder of 81-year-old Lou T. Harris in March 2018. Eventually, the foreign national was charged with murdering another 11 elderly women between the ages of 76 and 94 years old while he was working at a nursing home. Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermere first arrived in the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermere was supposed to only temporarily be in the U.S., he overstayed his visa and became an illegal alien who was eligible for deportation. Rather than being deported, Kemmermere was able to use the nation's legal immigration system, allowing him to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. In November 2007, Kemmermere was approved for a green card and obtained legal permanent resident status. In November 2007, Kemmermere was approved for a green card, allowing him to permanently resettle in the country. Every year, more than 1.2 million legal immigrants are admitted to the U.S. Kemmermere had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. Investigators are currently looking into about 750 deaths of elderly women to find if Kemmermere could have been connected to potential additional murders. Kemmermere has remained in custody since last year on a $1 million bond. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder. Correction, this story and headline were updated to reflect that Kemmermere entered the U.S. on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. His immigration status became illegal when his visa expired. However, in 2007, the federal government issued him a green card after he married a U.S. citizen.